before I forget.
What's up?
Everybody in this car, introduce yourself. Erica, you can begin. Okay. Not that I know your name, but...
No, definitely not Erica. Anyways, well, I am Erica.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, my name is Erica Melberger. I'm a sophomore psychology major.
From?
From San Antonio. But more importantly, I'm Eli to Cindy Pratt, member of the Fine Tech Psych class of 2025.
Hey. Just... Ashley, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Ashley. Yeah, that's me.
Erica, why'd you apply to Fish Cove?
Like staff or like freshman?
Like freshman.
I prepped AFC first. I'm really glad that did not work out. Because then I got Fish Cove and I was like, oh, everyone's so nice. When did you guys join Fish Cove?
And I was interested in MSC Fish because a lot of my fish camp counselors were counselors for it. Or they weren't fish. And so, like, I thought, I was like, oh, like, they're all cool. Like, fish is probably cool. And then I go and I see at MSC Open House, I see, like, a Lilo and Stitch theme thing. And I was like, oh, Lilo and Stitch. I didn't even know it was a flow. I just saw that it was Lilo and
Stitch.
Wait,
that's so cute.
And I was like, this is so cute. Like, what is this? And then he told me, like, oh, like, we're a fish council. We're a flow and all
fish
this.
Council.
And, or fish co, whatever. I don't remember. I honestly, he probably, like, talked and it went in and out of my ear.
Yeah. You were just like, oh, Lilo and Stitch.
But I thought it was cool because, like, then he said, like, when he said, like, the committees, Ohana's or whatever, like, connecting you with Lilo and Stitch, and I liked it. What did I say? Oh, yeah, and so then I, like, applied, and then I go to, like, interviews, and it was Lisa and Erica Dad who interviewed me.
Interesting
duo. No, literally. And I remember, like, Kayla coming to College Station. Oh. White boys just scared me, and then tall white boys scared me even more.
And then Erica Dad.
And so Erica Dad is like a tall white boy, and I'm like, oh my god, this is like weird. But then Lisa was like talking about like through the interview, and then like, oh, like where are you from and stuff, and I was like, oh my god, you're also from the Valley, so swag. And so then that was fun. And then by the end of the interview, it was like, you know that question? It's like, oh, what's something we can remember you by? So like, Fish Camp was the week before for me, so I was like, oh, I went to the hospital at Fish Camp, like. I think that's pretty memorable. But that's no, yeah. So and funny. So then after like the interview, like Lisa was still talking about me because we were just talking about the Valley and stuff. And I had yet to meet anyone like from the Valley. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And so then when I was like doing my like MSC Fish or Fish Co first, I could not decide for the life of me who I wanted. And the woman was like, you know what? Valley girl. And
that's
then I'm
insane.
Like, yeah, literally. Like I only prepped Fish Co first because of that.
Wow. Imagine.
Literally, because I really liked my MSC Fish interview, and the week, like, the first night of Fish Co, I thought I chose the wrong flow.
Yeah.
And so then I, like, literally, first night, guys, and I regretted Fish Co. But then we, like, actually went through it, and I was like, no, it's pretty fun and swag and cool, and now we're here. But yeah, that's why I applied for Fish Co, only because I saw the Lilo and Stitch poster and thought it was cute.
That's crazy.
And was like, okay, sure. And here we are. Eric, Kristen, you're up.
Let's see. It was because of my DG mom in Fish Camp. So my DG mom had been in Fish Co her freshman year.
Oh,
she was a mem dev, actually.
Slay.
She was like, so what are you into? And because she was already a junior. So she, like, and she never went for counselor. She didn't go for direct, obviously. So she was, but she was still in class councils. And she was like, well, what are you into? And I was like, oh, I'm really into tradition. And she's like, oh my gosh. Like, go for Fish Co. And I was like, why? And she was like, because they run all the traditions. Or I just heard traditions. And I was like, oh my God, I got to do every single tradition.
Yeah.
But then I like looked into Fish Co and I was like, oh, it's not, but it's like still really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
it's still a lot.
Elephant walk, ring dance. Like those were the two that I was really excited.
Yeah.
And then Bola Day. Those are the ones that I've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay. And I remember there was bannering. So the banner that I'd gone to the banner for Fish Co and Ariel was there. So, so Erin introduced me to her. That's my DG mom's name, Erin. She introduced me to Ariel, and I was like, oh, okay, and she was from the Valley, so I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then I met Ellie there, and I just remember we talked for, like, 20 minutes.
Ellie's a sweetie.
We were just chatting the whole time. She was, like, so excited, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so then every, like, not every time I got a chance, but, like, if I ever, like, was in passing and I was like, oh, let me stop by. And then I remember going to MSC Open House because we wanted to check out other flows because it was me, my DJ mom, and then my DJ sister, who's now my roommate, Callan. Hashtag shout out. And so we went, and because Callan, she was actually going to go with Fishco with me. Really? we wanted to be together. Yeah. But then she went for Flair because liberal arts and stuff, because she's a history major. And I went for Fishco. But when I was there, I saw John Feeney.
Oh, hello, John.
I talked to John Feeney, and he gave me like a flyer. I think I still have my flyer from freshman year.
Aww.
I still have it, yeah. And I was like, okay, let me do it. So I applied. I sent the application, got the interview. I think I was Monday or Tuesday out of the week for interviews. And I walk in. I was prepared. I had researched so much about Fishco. And I was like, I'm ready. Like, anything they throw. Because I was like, I don't care. This is the interview I want to, like, ace. Right? Yeah. And I had gone for a couple others. But we'll talk about it later. But I go to my interview. And it's Bex. And it's Aiden. And I killed it. I was like, I don't think. Like, I walked out and called my mom. I was like, if I don't get into Fishco, I'm going to, like, die. Yeah. Because that was the best interview I ever had.
Yeah.
And so, and then I interviewed for Fled, Flake, I forgot what the other one was, but then it was like you had to pref them. Mm. So I was like, you know what, Fishco's on the top one. I prefed it and I got Fishco. Love
Fishco.
And I remember okay, so the nice things, right?
Yeah.
And it's always so fun because, like, I always, like, whenever, like, anything, I go to Bex and I'm like, hey, you interviewed me. Did you ever expect this? And then Aiden, too.
That's
so fun.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, it was funny because Aiden, he had, like, he had come up to the craps table.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, like, seeing you, like, I never thought from when I interviewed you. And I was like, yes, you did. He's like, I did. So.
That's insane.
Yeah. Such a slave. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's why Fishco. And then. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot, like,
mm-hmm.
recently, just, like, how all of us on staff, like, we all interviewed last year,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, got into a flow with, like, 60 other, or, like, 59 other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just, like,
and it, now we're,
and
like,
it was just, like, a weed-out process of, like, who cares most about this flow.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, what, there's, like, 12 of us sophomores.
Uh-huh.
It's like we,
like,
just
still
went,
left.
I know.
Like
we just went through a whole year together.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like this is Fishco. Like these 11 other people are.
No, because
Fishco
that's like
now.
No, yeah, that's like for me, like when I think of Fishco, like I mean there's like the few and fear, like is in like, yeah, like they're not counselors, but like doesn't really mean anything. But like when I think about it, like this is like
yeah.
That's Fishco. Like that's
I spent every day last year with like completely different people and I'm like,
yeah.
No, this is my Fishco now. Mm-hmm. And that's and it's just like we've all been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought like I would have came into college and then been on staff for a flow.
No, yeah.
Like
I wasn't expecting
that. My plan was to sit in my apartment and cry every single day.
My plan was to be just fully invested in like my education and also just like professional orgs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, Fishco's not a professional org. But it's a developmental org, and it's, like...
It helps a lot.
It helps so... Because, like, I'm not the same person I was last year, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, there's no way you can, like, stay the same person.
Absolutely
and also,
not.
Like, talking to people that you've never met before. And then also, like, we were in it together for a year, and we barely talked to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, me and you. Like, we still, like, didn't talk that much.
Yeah, I was like, we really didn't talk.
And so it's, like me, like, I'd never talked a word to Clint. And now I
love Clint! No,
and like big. Zach, I was like, I never knew him. Like I talked to him once, and it's like now, like I, like there's just so much that I can't like, I can't expect like, or I can't imagine life without like you guys.
Exactly.
And it's like, but like a year ago, that wasn't how it was.
No.
But it's like now, it's like now, it's like that's it. Like.
No, yeah, Carol and I were talking mm-hmm. about that the other day, cause like we talked freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we didn't actually start becoming friends till like, second semester. Like, I read my nice thing to her, and it was, like, a three-sentence. Just, like, oh, I'm so glad we met. I hope we stay friends. Like, please talk to me after Fishco.
Oh,
and then, like, recently, she was, like, how have I spent, like, every day without hanging out with you?
Yeah. I was like, I know, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try to think of, like, the first week of school, like, before we started, like, hanging out every day, and I'm like, that's weird. Like, how did I hang out with, like, other people?
Mm-hmm. No, and I feel weird not hanging out with you guys. Like, I'm like, that's why I'm like, I don't want to go, like, home. I want to go hang out with you guys. Like, I'm so scared of that happening next, like, where that doesn't happen next year. Mm-hmm. Not, like, as in, I'm like, I still want all us 12 to hang out. Yeah. Like, or 15. It's 15.
I think the difference between last year and this year is that since it's been 2 years, and it's, like, being on staff is very different than being just, like, in the flow.
Yeah.
It's, like, now you're actually investing time into it and investing time in other people. It's, like, we're all equally as scared of losing each other.